Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the tournament's in full swing and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting the newcomer in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Greg, we're talking about the tournament. Dare I even ask how your bracket is doing?
No, Jim, we don't need to talk about my bracket. I would just say congratulations to anyone alive in any kind of pool or anyone who had a good week on DraftKings. It was one of the tougher starts to March Madness I can remember. I didn't really like the Friday through Monday setup, not that it had anything to do with my poor picks, but that was just different this year. Everything felt a little bit different this year, of course, and you know, it's great to have the tournament back. I think we both agree that being able to watch it this year after missing it last year was certainly something we appreciate. But yeah, it was not a good couple of days for the old bracket, that's for sure.
I did all right by betting individual games, Greg, as opposed to my bracket, which also we won't discuss. But
right.
Betting a couple individual games, betting the underdogs, was definitely the way to go and a success for me. So I'll take those wins and just set my bracket aside. But let's get back to Penn State and Penn State football. We're going to have a couple guests on our show. A little bit later, we're going to have T. Frank Carr on. He did a nice scouting report on Bo Prabula, so we'll go over that. And even later in the show, we'll bring in Jeff Brown. We're going to talk Penn State college basketball. A lot of news in the last couple weeks. But first, Greg, we're going to start with a favorite topic, which is recruiting. The hope is that the ban on on-campus visits will end at the end of May. Penn State is already setting up a big June for bringing in recruits. What's the latest you're hearing, first of all, on the ruling of being able to have on-campus visits in June?
Yeah, so at this point, Jim, it certainly sounds like that will be approved and that they'll let the dead period that's been in place since right around this time last year is when it started. And, of course, you know, prospects have not been able to visit campus since then and coaches have not been able to go out on the road recruiting. You know, there's not been a official ruling yet, and you would think that's going to happen before long. And the fact that you keep seeing all of these different players schedule official visits kind of tells you everything you need to know about where this thing is heading. I mean, everyone is planning on having kids on campus this summer. The question will just simply become, how exactly is that going to look? You know, is it going to be all of June and all of July that guys can be on campus? Is it going to be all of June and then some of July, or some of June, some of July? You know, the particulars here have to be worked out. And the main reason for that, Jim, is just because When the typical recruiting calendar comes out, it features almost an entire dead period the entire month of July, rather. And, you know, most assume the NCAA is going to change that, but they have not officially said that yet. So that is going to be the thing to track now, is when will they allow kids on campus in June and when in July. And it's kind of a little bit of a push and shove, because I think coaches know that they have to have that evaluation time and those chances to host kids on campus. But at the same time, you know, they also haven't had a chance to kind of get away with their families either. And that July time might be, you know, they might be vaccinated by then, restrictions might be reduced by then, so on and so forth. So, you know, that's going to kind of be the push and shove of wanting to give your coaches some downtime while knowing that there's not really going to be a good opportunity to do so just because of the way these last couple of months and really year, this last year has gone and the next couple of months will go. So no official word yet, Jim, but I think we all feel pretty good about the fact that it's coming down the pike sooner rather than later.
If you're these teams, you have to plan as if it will happen, that you will be able to have these visits. And I understand the NCAA waiting as long as possible because you don't know, will there be another surge? It's been so unpredictable for this last year. I'm sure they're waiting as long as they possibly can. Looking specifically at that time for Penn State, and you mentioned that players are scheduling their visits, who do we know that is scheduled to come into town for that, Greg?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a pretty good group of guys set to come in throughout the month of June. I haven't seen any July visits scheduled yet, Jim, but I don't think we're too terribly far away from that point. So the 25th, 26th, so the end of June, last weekend in June, that's going to be, as at least it appears right now, the commitment weekend, where a bunch of guys who are committed to Penn State will be on campus. It's not going to surprise me if some uncommitted guys show up then as well, and in reverse, you know, earlier in the month you have a guy like Nick Singleton, running back out of Governor Mifflin, who visits June 11th. You know, you have Keon Wiley, a Philadelphia linebacker, who's set to visit on June 18th, and so is Anto Saka, who's an outside linebacker, four-star out of Maryland. He's coming in that same weekend as well. You know, we've heard Jaden Gold, the four-star corner from New Jersey, will be in on the weekend of the 11th, too. And it wouldn't surprise me to see some commit show up for unofficial visits that weekend to be able to be in town and kind of spend some time with those guys and share their life experiences and so on and so forth. So, I mean, again, it does look like it's going to be heavier on official visits for uncommitted guys early in June and then the official visits for committed guys later in the month. But I could certainly see some mixing and matching, either committed guys taking unofficials when the uncommitted guys are on officials or vice versa later in the month. So, you know, it's going to be wild, Jim. It really is. Not only are we going to have to keep an eye on Penn State commits maybe visiting elsewhere, which at this point I wouldn't rule anything out, but none of them really strike me as guys who are going to be super interested in seeing other programs. But, you know, a guy like Drew Shelton's down in Florida now. He's at IMG Academy. You know that there's going to be busloads of kids going to visit different schools once June gets here, and it might be tempting to go with them for a weekend and check out a different place, even if you feel really good about your Penn State pledge. And I think, you know, we always have had this conversation, Jim, where people get really upset when a Penn State commit visits another school or shares news about a new offer from another school on social media. And, you know, there's a part of you that can kind of understand it, and there's another part of you that just wants to be like, look, even in normal times, these kids should be able to enjoy the process the way they want to. And if you say that, well, then they shouldn't commit, you know, I don't have a great leg to stand on, I get it. But, you know, ultimately, this year in particular, I just think you have to have an understanding that these kids have not had a normal recruitment to date, and they're going to want to experience one. And they're going to be able to do that when visits start again. So you're going to see some guys go visit some places that maybe will be surprising, maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense. But, you know, I don't get any sense that any of these guys are on the, flip watch, so to speak. But, you know, I just think that guys are going to say, you know what, I want to go check out some other options and make sure I know exactly what I'm getting into or what is out there before I get into this situation at Penn State. So not everyone's going to do that. But, you know, then in reverse, it's going to be the other thing, Jim, where, you know, you have guys that are committed elsewhere that want to visit Penn State. So it's just going to be a crazy summer. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing how that unfolds.
It will be a mad dash of recruiting. And as far as that, talking about players making those trips, making those visits to other schools when he's already committed, again, all you have to do is put yourself in that player's shoes. You're 18 years old. You're being offered a weekend to be wined and dined at another place. Who wouldn't do that if you were in their place? So it's hard to question them. Another thing that's come up in all of this, Penn State's class of 22, of course, looks really good. They have 8 commits, all of them being 4-star recruits. But I have a question about what are we looking at for numbers for the 22 class? And the reason why I'm asking about that is with this crazy mulligan that every player got this past year as far as their eligibility goes. Going into this 21 season, Penn State has very, very few seniors listed. So what are they looking at for the numbers that they could bring in?
Yeah, and that's going to be the bear of trying to track this, this cycle, because with eight guys already, this has the sense of being a smaller class, Jim, but, you know, we thought the last class would be smaller than what it ended up being, too, and the extra year of eligibility certainly kind of throws things for a loop, and it's going to make your math hard, but, you know, even with that, I just don't know how, we've talked about this before, I just don't know how prevalent it's going to be for guys to want to stay 5, 6, 7 years in college football. There'll be some that probably consider it, but, you know, I looked through this roster, and you're right, there are not necessarily a ton of guys who are seniors or who are definitely going to be gone after this year. But I look at some of the decisions that will have to be made and of underclassmen who will be entering that point where, you know, they could possibly declare early for the NFL draft. And I feel like there could be some of those guys that help free up some numbers. And I don't know if you're going to have, a Castro Fields or a Brisker come back. I know that, you know, the way that those guys count against the scholarship table and, you know, it was different depending on whether you graduated or not and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I just think that, I mean, in terms of a true number, it's kind of hard to give you one. I mean, with eight guys in, I would be surprised, Jim, if they don't get to somewhere between 16 and 20. And I know that's kind of a big range, but just working off of what we know about the roster makeup, what we know about who came back this year and who could come back next year, I think 16 to 20 is kind of a fair place to start, which leaves obviously room for, 8 to 12 more guys, something in that ballpark. But who knows, it could end up being much bigger than that, and conversely, it could end up being smaller if they got, if they get wind that a lot of guys maybe want to come back and play another year at Penn State. So, you know, I think last year, if it taught us anything, is that, it's got to wait a little bit on these things, and it's feels like it should be easy to have that answer in hand already, but now more than ever with the rule changes and things like that, I think we just kind of have to sit tight and let things play out for a little bit. But yeah, a rough guesstimate would be 16 to 20.
And looking at the current roster, Greg, if my count is correct here, I see 4 scholarship players who are listed as seniors. That's a bit scary that, you're only losing 4 scholarship players. But on the other hand, I see a double-digit number of redshirt juniors. What that means is they've used the redshirt year. They've used up that free year, which means they've already been on campus for 5 years. So I would guess there'll be quite a number of them moving on. That is it for quarter number one. Please stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to talk a scouting report on Bo Prabula. Stay tuned.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.